7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth. It's Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times. Monday afternoon in the nation's capital, my next guest, Ben Wolfgang. He's got a story in today's Washington Times entitled, White House Sure, It's Energy Policy, an Election Winner. Who says?
Well, David Plouffe says, okay. One of Obama's senior advisors, making the rounds on all the Sunday talk shows yesterday. And to be honest, I was a little bit surprised with how vehement he was in saying that, listen, we are confident that when we go out there, whether it's against Mitt Romney or Rick Santorum or whoever it might be, that our energy policy is going to stack up in the minds of the voters better than the Republican challenger. Now, that, of course, comes as a pretty big surprise, particularly to those who have been following the energy industry lately.
Yeah. You know, and he talked about boldly doubling down on solar and biofuels. And as soon as they say solar, everybody goes, Solyndra?
Yeah.
Solyndra, we lost $500 million. And, Congressman Mike Kelly was on the air with us last week.
Hates the vault.
Well, I know he does. But, yeah, he hates the vault. But not only that, he said 23 of the 27 green energy companies that we've dumped billions into are either going out of business or are gone.
Absolutely. That, I think that's one of the most shocking things, is he would come out and say that we're going to keep funneling taxpayer money to companies like Solyndra, to projects like the Chevrolet Volt, which, of course, is no longer in production, and its workers are out looking for a job elsewhere right now. Mm-hmm. Solyndra, of course, went belly up and left the taxpayers holding the bag. But, I mean, to a certain degree, it doesn't seem like that particularly matters. They are still as convinced as they've always been that green technologies, wind, solar, biofuels, electric cars, all that stuff, is where we need to go as a nation. And I guess they look at it as a couple of isolated incidents, negative isolated incidents, but they're going to double down.
A couple?
A couple.
23 of 27.
As they would frame it.
All right. So by them coming out and talking about it, that in and of itself sends a signal to me. They know they have a problem.
Yeah, they have a growing problem. Now, I think what they're counting on is that the majority of voters are going to listen to what the president says publicly, listen to what his cabinet officials say publicly, but not actually dig too far down into what their policies are. Because if you didn't know anything about the Obama administration's energy policy and all you heard was his State of the Union address, for example, you would think, well, this guy's in favor of natural gas, in favor of increased oil drilling. So I think they're assuming that at least a certain percentage of the population are going to hear those sound bites and say, I can support this guy for increased drilling here at home. And I guess they're counting on people won't actually look into the facts.
All right. So that means Republicans have to expose it, and that's what's beginning to happen.
It is beginning to happen. Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum, especially, Newt Gingrich has been talking about this for a while, but Mitt Romney especially has really been ramping up in his campaign speeches. Last week after his victory in Illinois, he talked a lot about the administration's regulatory war on gas drillers and how they're shutting down rigs and limiting offshore drilling here in the U.S. I think that's going to pick up. As more and more detail comes out, as the EPA releases new reports that are going to call for harsh crackdowns on natural gas drilling later this year, it's going to get pushed to the forefront of the presidential race, and it'll be up to Mitt Romney to draw a strong enough contrast with President Obama on that front.
Yeah. Now, one of the stories that you mention in your article is the auto industry wants the use of natural gas, right?
That's right.
And they really don't have a problem with it. I think it's more of a distribution problem.
Yeah.
And a fueling problem for vehicles or what?
Well, to use a tired cliche, it's sort of the chicken and the egg. I mean, it's like, who's going to go first? You have auto companies, and GM is going to roll out natural gas-powered trucks next month. I think the Chevrolet Silverado is going to be able to run on natural gas starting in April. So companies are interested in doing it, but the problem is, you know, as you know, you drive around D.C., you don't exactly see too many natural gas fueling stations all over the place. So it's a matter of which goes first. Do companies roll out these vehicles in huge numbers? Or does someone invest in the infrastructure, in the pipelines, in the filling stations that the public is going to need if they're driving these vehicles around? So that's still kind of up in the air as to who's going to go first and who sort of wades into that pool.
All right. Speaking of wading into the pool, we haven't heard a whole lot out of the EPA lately. Mm-hmm. When do they start wading into the pool?
Well, next month they're going to release a new report on air emissions from sites that employ fracking, which you and I have talked about before. And that's natural gas technique. It's expected to call for some pretty harsh crackdowns on things they're calling volatile organic compounds. I mean, in a nutshell, what they're basically talking about is air pollution or alleged air pollution from these sites. So that's going to have a big impact. But the big one's coming later this year. They're going to release a study that's a culmination of years of work looking into potential water contamination from drilling sites, particularly natural gas, but also oil drilling. That's expected, despite the president's rhetoric, to really call for even harsher crackdowns on the practice. And so I think some in the industry are bracing that by the end of this year, there's going to be a whole new rule book in place for what they can do, where they can do it, how much money in fines they're going to have to pay if there's an incident,
yeah.
And essentially just miles of red tape that they're going to have to go through to get American Energy out of the ground.
All right, so my assumption is that we'll hear about that the second week in November, not the first week.
Yeah, I think it's tentatively scheduled to come out in October, but I would not be surprised if that got pushed back a little bit.
All right. Ben, thanks for your help. Always great to talk to you. We'll do it again.
Thanks, Andy.
See you. Ben Wolfgang of the Washington Times.